Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode on When Spirituality Becomes Avoidance, Understanding Spiritual Bypassing. Have you ever walked into a wellness space or spiritual circle, seeing old women in their flowy dresses, flower crowns, guys with long hair and intricate tattoos, everyone sipping cacao, giving each other these long ass hugs, and discussing manifestation and the secrets of the universe, and you just felt out of place? Seeing all the smiles, but something just didn't sit right with you. If yes, you are not alone, and that subtle sense of discomfort or disconnection, what I call the spiritual ick, is often a sign that something deeper is being avoided rather than truly met. Today I want to talk about something that makes a lot of people squirm, spiritual bypassing, and why I believe it's one of the main reasons yoga spaces can sometimes feel unsafe, dismissive, or even re-traumatizing. What is spiritual bypassing? In essence, spiritual bypassing is when spirituality is used as a way to avoid uncomfortable emotions, responsibility, or the messy human parts of ourselves. It's a way of running from shadow, grief, fear, or those low vibe emotions that are basically part of life. And in yoga spaces, even when intentions are pure, it can show up in ways that are subtly unsafe. You hear it in phrases that have become cliches in the wellness world, and honestly, most people are sick of hearing already, like trust the universe, often used to avoid taking responsibility, or everything happens for a reason, minimizing real pain, or just let go, a shortcut around the real work of processing emotions, trust divine timing, procrastination often disguised as spirituality. You should be over this by now, ignoring that healing has no timeline. What happened to you made you stronger, oversimplifying pain and complexity. Non-attachment can become a rejection of our very human needs. Constant gratitude is sometimes used to dismiss suffering. And killing the ego can end up denying the very part of us that protects, guides, and grounds us. Even more subtle, fear often gets labeled as an illusion. Discomfort or boundaries mistaken for resistance. Grief is framed as attachment. Expressing pain is called victim mentality. And the blame disguised as spirituality, you manifested this, can quietly undermine self-compassion. What are the consequences of bypassing? When we bypass, we don't create healing. We create suppression. We ignore reality. We silence pain. And in yoga spaces, that means students leave class feeling unseen, unsafe, or even ashamed of their own humanity. The truth is, no amount of mantras, cacao ceremonies, or positive affirmations can replace the slow, courageous work of actually sitting with your own nervous system, feeling what we don't want to feel, and allowing space for integration. Spiritual bypassing doesn't just keep people stuck, it can actively re-traumatize, because it mirrors the same kind of dismissal many people already experience growing up. Don't cry. Don't be weak. Just get over it. Sounds familiar? A little reflection here on my own journey. When I first started attending these high vibe workshops and other spiritual spaces and events, it used to light me up. But over time, it all started to feel kind of hollow. The things that once inspired me now made my eyes roll. I realized I was ready for something deeper. Integration, embodiment, somatics, leadership, and true humanness. I wanted to ground myself, meet my shadow, and reclaim my power rather than chasing transcendence or outsourcing it to guides or tarot or signs from the universe. This isn't about judging anyone else. Everyone is on their own path. But for me, the spiritual ick became a signal that my practice needed depth, presence, and real work. And yes, this makes me distance myself from certain spiritual communities, especially here on this island where high vibe only is still the norm and spiritual bypassing is a fertile breeding ground for abuse. And for those who are nodding right now, feeling the same ick, you are my people. So what's the solution? Integration, not avoidance. Facing what hurts instead of glossing over it. Embodiment, not transcendence. Coming into the body and nervous system. Grounded spirituality, not fluffy affirmations. Owning our humanity, basically owning our shit. Integration doesn't mean we give up hope, faith, or spiritual practices. It means we use them in service of reality, not as an escape from it. Meditation can be a space to meet grief, not deny it. Yoga can become a practice of holding discomfort, not bypassing it. Affirmations can be rooted in truth rather than fantasy. And maybe most importantly, integration makes room for paradox. We can feel gratitude and grief at the same time. We can trust the universe and still set boundaries. We can honor divine timing and still take aligned practical steps forward. Why this matters in yoga spaces. This inspired the creation of my courses, where we learn how to hold space where emotions are welcomed, not dismissed, where high vibe only is replaced with all of you are welcome. We dive into understanding trauma, nervous system responses, and how to stop perpetuating harm with well-meaning but bypassing language. Because real growth isn't about just letting go. It's about sitting in the messy middle, facing shadow, and integrating wholeness. If you ever felt the spiritual ick, if you have rolled your eyes when someone told you to trust divine timing when you were in the middle of a breakdown, if you are tired of yoga spaces that dismiss instead of support, you are not alone, and you don't have to play along. Let's create safer yoga spaces together. If today's episode resonated with you, and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps you can already take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga, which is a beautiful starting point for understanding the connection between your body, emotions, and energy. If you wish to go deeper into the trauma awareness topic, watch my free webinar, Trauma-Informed Yoga Foundations. You can also join my live trainings in Thailand, my 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. Upcoming dates and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you at the moment, you can already join the waitlist for the online self-paced versions of these courses launching in December 2025. And finally, make sure that you are subscribed so you don't miss any future episodes. I will share the links to all my offerings in the description. Thank you for listening, and hear you in the next one.